Hello, and welcome to this Medscape Stroke Update. My name is Dr. Mark Alberts, Vice Chair of Neurology at UT Southwestern Medical Center in Dallas, Texas. Today, I would like to share a very interesting study with you that was published in September 2014 in the journal Neurology. This study was done by Dr. Song and colleagues in Seoul, South Korea. What they did is that they enrolled over 500 patients who presented with ischemic strokes and atrial fibrillation. All of the patients underwent a brain MRI scan to see how many of them had cerebral microbleeds, the degree of cerebral microbleeds, and their location. And then these patients were followed for 2.5 years to see how they did. Now, the mean age was 71 years, and they had typical CVD risk factors such as hypertension, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, and the like. What they found overall with MRI studies was that 31% of this patient cohort with ischemic stroke and AFib had cerebral microbleeds. After 2.5 years of follow-up, they found that a little bit more than a third, or 35% of them, had died. The vast majority died from ischemic heart disease or ischemic stroke, not necessarily cerebral hemorrhage. In fact, only 2.4% of patients had a cerebral hemorrhage. What about anticoagulation? Well, the vast majority, about 94-95% of this patient cohort, was anticoagulated because they presented with an ischemic stroke in the setting of atrial fibrillation. But the interesting thing is that the distribution and number of cerebral microbleeds was highly predictive of all-cause mortality, as well as mortality from ischemic stroke or heart disease. Those patients who had a lot of lobar hemorrhages were more likely to also have a cerebral hemorrhage. But again, the number of patients overall, or the percent overall, that had a cerebral hemorrhage was only 2.4%. So what can we take away from this fairly large study? Well, number one, cerebral microbleeds appear to be a marker for a lot of bad outcomes, particularly all-cause mortality, ischemic stroke, and ischemic heart disease. Number two, there is a risk of cerebral hemorrhage in this patient population, but overall it seems to be small, or at least smaller than I would have anticipated it is, except for those patients who have a lot of microbleeds in a lobar location. So again, we're going to have to see how this story evolves over the next few years. Keep in mind, all of these patients were anticoagulated, so it should be somewhat reassuring that this patient cohort can be treated with anticoagulation without a huge increase in terms of having fatal cerebral hemorrhages. Maybe this group just needs better control of their CVD risk factors, such as hypertension, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, and the like. So that's it. Thank you very much for joining me for this Medscape Stroke Update.